Welcome to Marriage University. My name is Tina Heisman. I'm a certified master life coach specializing in marriage. The topic for today's podcast is how to improve your marriage by building your husband up. But before we get started, I want to let you know that I have a private Happy Wives community on Facebook where you can come to get inspiration for your marriage. Search The Happy Wives Community in the Facebook search bar, or head on over to my website, tinaheisman.com, and click on the banner at the bottom of the front page. Also, I have created a free download called the Marriage Makeover Guide. It's a guide to help you make over your marriage into a happier, more joyful, peaceful place. I like to refer to it as a solution tool that you can use to plug in different problems or challenges that you might see in your marriage. So just visit my website to download it. Okay, let's dive in and talk about how you can improve your marriage by building your husband up. So I thought I'll start by telling you a little story. It dates back to the early 2000s, probably. It's before Paul and I had kids. So this one day we were at work, at my work. It was a special event. We were having a live auction for the United Way. So all proceeds from the event would be donated to the United Way. And I was in public relations, so I was working the event, helping do whatever needed to be done for the day. And I remember being up near the front of the room working on something while the bidding was going on. And my husband was all the way at the back of the room, and he was hanging out with some guys that he knew there. So I'm busy doing my thing when a coworker taps me on the shoulder and says, "Hey, Paul's bidding on that truck." And I'm like, "What?" He was bidding on an old, used mini pickup truck that was used as a fleet vehicle. I could not imagine for the life of me why. It made no sense to me. It totally freaked me out because of the money and like, what was he thinking? So I started walking back toward him. And as I did, the bidding kept going higher and higher. And he eventually won the truck with a bid of $1,000. Now, that was a lot of money to us back then. And so I asked him, "What the heck are you doing?" And he said, "I am buying this truck. Isn't it exciting?" Or something like that. And I'm like, "Why are you buying this truck? We don't need a truck. It's old and it was a fleet vehicle." And he said, "I'm going to sell it and make money on it." And I'm like, "Really? You're going to make a profit on some old fleet vehicle?" And he's like, "Yeah, I think I could make about $1,000 on it." I couldn't even believe that was possible. And I would have never thought to do that. It wouldn't even cross my mind to bid on some old beat up fleet vehicle. But he's like, "Yeah, I'm going to make $1,000 on it." So to say I was skeptical about this would be an understatement. I was skeptical. I was not supportive. My words said that. My body language said that. He could definitely tell I was not pleased with this decision. And so that was what the message I communicated to him on this situation. But you know what? He accomplished what he set out to do. He bought that truck for $1,000 and he sold it for $2,000. Can you believe it? I mean, seriously, it was kind of a negative point of contention for us, but I just could not believe that he actually did it. And I was so relieved when it was all over and everything was okay. Do you know that story comes back to haunt me every so often? It's because of this concept we're talking about today about building our husbands up. So this story was a wound for Paul because my actions and my words told him that I didn't believe in him. And my words and actions were not supportive. And it was a decision that he made that he thought would be in the best interest of both of us, but I doubted him. This kind of doubt from a wife hurts a man deeply, but I didn't know that. I thought I was just stating my opinion in the way I thought things should go, and I thought that I had every right to do so. So now it's true, I did have every right to express my every last opinion. But what I've learned over the years is to ask myself, Is it worth sacrificing the feelings of my husband in the intimacy in our marriage, the strength of our relationship, to express every opinion of him? And, you know, I was wrong, by the way, right? I was wrong. He was right. And so, but that scarred him. You know, it left a mark. That was a very big thing. And I did not believe in him and I did not support him. And I wish I could say that I handle things perfectly now, but I don't. Something I still continue to work on. And to that point, this story is just one of many where I made my husband feel this way over the years. And I'm sharing it with you in hopes that it might help you in case you happen to be having this dynamic in your relationship. Because with repeated episodes like that one, my husband was getting the message that I didn't respect him. That's what it boils down to, is your husband feels disrespected. And in a man's world, respect is the most important thing. It is more important than your love. Men need to be respected for who they are and what they do. And when we approach them with doubts about them, when we say things that tear them down instead of build them up, that makes them feel very disrespected. Even if we mean well, we don't mean to tear them down, but it does. That is the effect of those kinds of words. So there's a Christian author, Shanti Feldhahn. She did research on this topic for her book, For Women Only, which is a fantastic book. If you have not read it, I would totally recommend it. In her research, she found that 3/4 of men would rather feel unloved than disrespected. It's like this respect thing is huge. And so one great way to be sure we're communicating respect to our husbands, that we respect them, is communicating to build them up and communicating that we have faith in them, showing them with our words and with our actions. And I say actions because, I don't know, if you're like me, you might be really good at eye rolls or crossed arms, things like that, that show you're feeling that you don't really respect what's going on. So what they specifically need to be respected for is the knowledge that they have, the opinions that they have, and the decisions they make. It doesn't mean we have to agree with these things, but when we show up respectfully, they feel our unconditional love. So in Shanti's research, it showed, sadly, that men felt respected almost everywhere except at home. And I think that has to do with if there are women like me who might be constantly telling our husbands what they should do, or second-guessing what they do, or trying to help them do things. Because what we don't realize is they don't really want our help. They don't want our help making decisions or shaping their opinions. They have their own decisions and knowledge and opinions. And they have a deep need to figure things out for themselves. And they're just naturally problem solvers. This is how they're wired. And so think about, they go to work and they solve all these problems all day long, and then they come home and we're critical of them. We unfortunately sometimes make our husbands feel like they do not know what they're doing with this family business when they get home. Goodness, we don't mean to come off that way. We don't mean to hurt them like that. But it does. That's the fact. It does. It shows them that we think they're not capable. So instead of that, our husbands need to hear our praise. They need to hear words that build them up. And you know what? Our husbands long to hear our words of approval. They really do. And there's a few ways that we can easily do that. One way is, first, I just want you to know that your husband truly wants to please you. So go easy on him when his efforts fall short or when he messes up completely. Give him some grace and smile anyway. That smile of yours is so powerful to him. It communicates so much to him that you are pleased and he needs it. And this encouragement will keep that positivity going between the two of you. So I have an example of this. I used this example just last night, in fact, when I was talking to some people. If your husband cleaned up the kitchen after dinner, He might have cleared the table and put all the dishes in the dishwasher, and maybe even washed the bigger pots by hand. but he didn't wipe down the table or the counters. So for me, earlier in my marriage, this would have been something that I would have gone in and like redone it and washed the counters and the table right away and done it in front of him and probably been huffy or frustrated that he didn't do it the right way. But now that I've learned better and how much that hurts him, makes him feel like, why bother trying, is kind of how it makes them feel. Now I just feel grateful that he did anything at all, that he did what he did. And that's a choice. It's a choice. You can choose to think that he did things imperfectly, or you can choose to be grateful for what he did do. And so it's really important to show gratitude for the things that our husband does that make us happy, and to give that grace when maybe it doesn't turn out quite right. So that was the first point. So the second point is to know that your affirming words touch your husband in a very special way. He needs for you to be his biggest cheerleader. He needs to know that no matter what happens in that wild world out there when he's gone at work all day, when he comes home, he's coming home to his biggest cheerleader. I like to tell people the way to a man's heart is not through his stomach, it's through his ears. Thank him often. Affirm his efforts. Praise him for the things that he does for your family. Look for things in your day that you can thank him for. Something big is going to work for you and your family. Or even something small, like just taking out the trash, changing a diaper, little things. Thank him for doing that. It'll go a really long way. So finally, my last point, this is the truth. This is all necessary because your husband does not know how much you appreciate him. He really doesn't. He wonders deep inside if he's good enough for you and if you appreciate him. This is a deep need inside of most men, and Shanti does talk about it in her book For Women Only. So don't assume that your husband knows you appreciate he takes out the trash. Tell him you appreciate he takes out the trash. Shower him with thanks for the things that he does for you that make your life easier and better. And show him admiration for the man that he is, for his character that he has. If you will work on these things, you will have one happy guy on your hands. And you know what? You are going to be happier too. Because when you spend more time focusing on the things your husband does right, or the things your husband does at all, the things your husband does that you can be grateful for, you are going to notice more and more of the things that he does that are right. What you focus on expands. So if you will spend your time looking for ways to build your husband up, you will never run out of things to find to build him up. You have a choice, though. Some women, sometimes we get stuck when we're noticing everything they do wrong. I have totally been stuck there. The way to get out of that is to start looking for any little thing that your husband does right. It's shifting your focus away from always trying to solve the problem of fixing your husband to be a better person into just appreciating the man that he is. And when you will work on building him up, you will fix those problems that you are worried about, but in a much more positive and endearing way. I'm not sure where the word endearing is coming from in there, but you know, it's there. Maybe endearing because he will be more attracted to you. You know, when we're telling them what they're doing wrong and how to solve things and fix things and do things different, then they feel negative toward us. But when we're affirming them and encouraging them for everything they do right, then of course they have happier feelings toward us. They have happier feelings toward themselves. And that makes them want to please you even more. It's a really beautiful thing, and it will really go a long way to building up your husband. So this one concept can really transform your marriage or turn it around if you're in a little bit of a stuck season right now. So I hope that you'll work on it. If you have any specific questions, please ask me. And I know that this is easier said than done, especially if you happen to be in a difficult season of your marriage. So if you would like a little guidance and accountability as you work on it, Visit my website and apply for a complimentary relationship discovery call. I have some great tools to help you along in your journey, and I would be honored to work with you as you work on improving your marriage and becoming the best version of yourself. So thank you for listening in. Please let me know if you have any specific questions. And remember that free marriage makeover guide on my website can help you solve problems in your marriage. You can download it for free. And don't forget to join us in the Happy Wives community on Facebook. And of course, I offer one-on-one marriage coaching. So stop by my website or email me to learn more. Thank you. I'll talk to you next week.